Let's do in letter number 1680 in volume 6. And this is dated Gimel Tammuz Tavshin Yud Beis. And this is dated, this Rebbe is writing Abosi V'chosin to Moreinu Nissen Sheyichya.
Okay, so,
Boker Tov. Shalom Uvracha. He says, please and blessing. The Rebbe says, it's surely extra to prolong in something which is already known and it's public about the festival of redemption of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz. On that day, at the time, he was freed. That's the previous Rebbe with the titles. The previous Rebbe was the title was freed on the 12th and the 13th of Tammuz. And that was not a personal victory, but that was a victory of Torah and Yerushalayim, fear of heaven, and Judaism. And these days are auspicious days to put in effort with additional vigor and force and to arouse the spreading out of Torah and strengthening Judaism, each person wherever they live, fitting to the conditions of the time and place. What does the Rebbe mean over here? The Rebbe explains himself. He says like this, that even if you're living in a place which is very strong in matters of Torah and mitzvahs, a person lives in a very religious community where there is a strong presence of Torah and mitzvahs, yet there is to add in many, many matters you can add, because since Torah and mitzvah are, as said, arucha me'eretz midosa, they're longer than the measure of the earth. It's beyond measure. So there is no limit to adding more, even if you're in a place that is very strong in Yiddishkeit, in Torah and mitzvahs. But also, on the other hand, if you're in a place which is very far from Torah and mitzvahs, so as long as there is even one Jew there, so it's without a doubt that you have the ability to impact there with matters of Torah and Yiddishkeit. Especially, the Rebbe says, you are in a city in which there is many religious and many people who are yireim v'charedim, for Hashem's words, they are very serious about their religious. That fits the first category we talked about. But also, you find many, many simple, which fit the second category that we said before. So therefore, you should work in both of these paths. And it's known, the saying of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that there is a established rule that if you work hard, it won't turn empty-handed. Chazoka l'tamula she'ena chazet esreikam. Now that is something which you can expect, that if you work hard, it isn't going to be empty-handed, you're going to succeed. May Hashem, blessed, succeed you in your personal matters, and also give you success in communal matters with blessing. So the Rebbe says, can't do only one thing, you got to go. And this is, the Rebbe was the best example. It's interesting, that's also on the third day of Tammuz. But the Rebbe was the best example. He embraced the greatest of the Talmid HaChachamim scholars and learned and holy people. And he also taught and guided, inspired, and took the time to teach the very simplest and the furthest people that were away. And this is all in both directions, on both extremes, and everything in between is what the Rebbe worked with.